Now we go back to the rising cost of motor insurance premiums. They were up 9% to an average of €623 last year. That's four times the rate of inflation in the same period, according to new figures from the central bank. And earlier on the programme, the Alliance for Insurance Reform told us the increase is directly contributing to the rising cost of living. And Insurance Ireland called on government to fast track the reform of legal costs. Well, Robert Troy, Minister with Responsibility for Financial Services, is on the line now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Motor insurance costs 9% higher in 2024. What do you say to people feeling the pinch this morning?
Well, firstly, can I acknowledge the earlier contribution by both Insurance Ireland and the Alliance for Insurance Reform? I think their contribution demonstrates that collaboration exists in the whole area of the reform agenda. And they, each of them, acknowledge that reforms have made a difference over the last number of years. It was the initial action plan on insurance reform that established the National Claims Information Database, because we wanted to ensure that we had independent data and insights that could ensure evidence-based, data-driven policies. We see that the last 12 months, costs in relation to damages has increased, and that has eroded some of the gains that were made thanks to the personal injury guidelines that was introduced a number of years ago. And we also note that, unfortunately, legal fees continue to be a major contributing factor. The last action plan enhanced the role of the Personal Injuries Resolution Board. We can see more claims are now going through.
Okay, so you're not standing still on this. Government has introduced reforms, but the reforms aren't reflected in pricing. So what other measures can you take?
Well, the reforms are reflective of pricing, because if you look at our near neighbours, the UK, between 21 and 24, insurance premiums increased by 84%. Their average private motor insurance premium is in the region of 890 odd euros. Ours is 600 odd.
But it's still more expensive for people here. Motor insurance costs 9% higher in 2024. And then if you're driving, if you're a motorist commuting every day, you're also facing a 10 cent rise in toll costs from the start of January next year.
I acknowledge that some of the gains has been eroded, but were it not for the action plan and the reforms introduced over the last number of years, the gains would have been far, far more significant. What we need to do is build on those reforms, and that's what we are doing. Within 4 months of being appointed to my role, I published a new action plan on insurance reform, and work is well advanced in relation to implementing
July, them. So when are those measures being introduced?
Work in relation to the introduction of a transparency code is well advanced, and the first Cabinet Subcommittee on Insurance Reform is meeting in the next number of weeks, where we will have an opportunity for all the key stakeholders, because this is not just the responsibility of one department. It stretches across enterprise, it stretches across justice, and it stretches into my own Department of Finance. So in the next number of weeks, we will take stock in relation to where we're at with the priority actions.
You heard Moya Murdoch, CEO of Insurance Ireland, earlier saying she wants you to fast track what's called Action 6 in the government's action plan for insurance reform. That aims to address legal costs. It's due to happen in 2026 or 2027. She wants you to fast track this. Will you do that?
Well, certainly we will be, as I said at the outset, any of our policies are based on our evidence-based and data-driven. The evidence and the data is there that high legal costs are a contributing factor. That will be an item on the agenda in the next number of weeks. I'll be bringing it to Minister Callaghan to ensure that his officials work at speed to bring forward the reforms that's needed in this area. But it is worth noting that at the moment, and I'll use the opportunity if I can through your programme to send a clear message out there, that people who have a legitimate insurance claim do not need to go down the litigation route. The Injuries Resolution Board can deal with that claim in half the time the compensation you will be awarded will be broadly similar. And the big savings here is the legal fees associated with the injuries resolution board is 1/20th of the cost of going down through litigation. By going through the resolution board, it is far more cost efficient, timely and more effective for the claimant than it is going through litigation, and it saves that legal fees being put onto the cost of your premium.
Minister, turmoil in your own party. John McGuinness wants a discussion on Micheál Martin's leadership. When should that happen?
Well, I think this is a result of the fallout from the presidential candidate selection, which we all acknowledge was shambolic, not where we wanted to be. But I don't think the responsibility of that rests with any one individual.
But was it an error of judgment?
All of us, including myself, who voted for Jim Gaffin, accept responsibility that we selected the wrong candidate. And I think, but that was done by way of a democratic decision by the parliamentary party. And I think it's unfair to level full responsibility at any one individual, even though the Taoiseach and the leader of the party has accepted his element of responsibility in this area. We have decided by a unanimous decision of the parliamentary party to conduct a review into how that selection process was handled.
Are you happy with that review?
I am very happy. Well, I'm happy that a review has been initiated. I wait to see the outcome of the review before I say whether I'm happy with it or not.
In terms of the makeup of the review, is it independent enough?
I think it's very independent. It's made up of members of our own parliamentary party who are very independent in their mindset. No one could accuse any one of the members of being extreme loyalists or extreme anti. They're independent people. I think they will do a good job of work, and I think they should be left the opportunity and space to carry out that work and bring it back to the full members of the parliamentary party.
On Micheál Martin's leadership, John McGuinness was saying on Sunday he wants to see that happening within 10 days.
We took a decision as a parliamentary party, a unanimous decision. There was no dissenting voice in that parliamentary party. And I think there was pretty much full attendance, bar people who were out of the country. That decision was to conduct a review into how the candidate was selected for the presidential election. I think it is only right and proper that we allow that review carry out and conclude and report back to the full parliamentary party.
Minister, just briefly, concerned this morning that the sale of PTSB could see branches and jobs cut if the bank is potentially sold to a private equity firm. What do you say to its 3,000 employees this morning?
I think PTSB is a very good offering. This proposed sale was well flagged to the government. The government, as a majority shareholder, is supportive of the sale, and I think it is a good offering, and we would be hoping that the potential purchasers will retain and protect those jobs and continue to provide that offering in the financial services sector in Ireland into the future.
Minister and Fianna Fáil TD for Longford Westmeath, Robert Troy, thanks for talking to us this morning. It's now 8:22.